Good morning, it's Saturday, November 7, 2009. Well, today was my Weight Watcher weigh-in. I couldn't go on Thursday because we had parent-teacher conferences. So I went to the meeting, and I was over my goal. Now, I'm a lifetime member, and you have to be within 2 pounds of your goal. And I was 0.4 over my goal. And you have to pay $12 if you're 0.4 over. So they suggested I take off my socks and my glasses. And so I did, and I got down to 0.2, but I was still 0.2 over my goal. So I had to pay the $12. Well, I'm glad I stayed at the meeting because the topic of the meeting was motivation and inspiration. And she started out by saying, "Have you ever felt like quitting?" Yeah, I kind of felt like walking out the door then. She wanted to remind us that the next couple months are going to be tough, and the average person gains, I don't know, between 5 and 8 pounds over the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. So she had several things to remember, and I took notes on my Evernote application on my iPod Touch. And so here's what she had to say. She said, "When you're about to quit, remember, it's up to you. Accept that you will have these I want to quit moments, and that we should eliminate the quit option. And also don't let plateaus put you off, just push through them. So if you have a plateau, at least you're not gaining. Then think about what worked in the past." And then she said, "You can go to the Weight Watcher message boards or other support services to give you encouragement." And then she said, "To keep your motivation going, remember to celebrate the here and now. Use visual inspiration like a picture, especially when you were at a good weight. Steer clear of sabotage and steer clear of food pushers." At the parent-teacher conferences, one parent, a husband and wife, gave me a king-size chocolate bar to get through the day. And I said, "Thank you, I'll save it till after my Weight Watcher meeting." And so I'm sure glad I didn't eat that. Then keep reminders in sight, reminders of what your goal is. Set realistic goals. She said, "We know we probably will gain over the holidays. And if you just say that, you know, you'll probably just gain 2 pounds, that's okay." And then to continue tracking, always write down what you ate. Even if you just eat a lot, still track it so you know what it was. Sometimes if you're tracking, you think it's, "Oh boy, that must have been a 35-point day." Well, maybe it wasn't. So write it down. And then also, you can always start over every day. Yeah, every day is a fresh new start. And then to attend Weight Watcher meetings. And then she ended with her quote, "How am I to know what I can achieve if I quit?" So I'm going to keep plugging away at Weight Watchers and see how we do. And I think going to the weekly meetings really does keep me accountable, because if I had waited till the very last week of the month to weigh in, since I only have to weigh in once a month, it could have been higher than 0.2. You know, I could have gained 2 pounds over the whole month. So I'm just going to keep plugging away. So everybody have a good day. Bye.